BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 5 through 7. My cup overflows. My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done. So Jesus prayed on the eve of his suffering and death. Matthew chapter 26 verse 42. Later that night he took the cup and said during the Last Supper, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 25. All take the cup that Jesus drank from and drink from it. Imagine a cup with wine continually pouring into it and overflowing. Underneath the cup are more cups. The wine from the top cup spills into the cups below it. When they fill, they overflow into cups underneath them. This continues until a multitude of stacked cups fill and overflow, all receiving wine from the first cup on top, a pyramid of cups receiving wine from the ones above it. The wine that the cups receive is the sufferings and comfort of Christ, verse 5. We share in sufferings, verse 7. Acts 9, 4, Colossians 1, 24. The suffering comes first, and when we approach him, we receive his comfort. The comfort we are given is learned, verse 6. Although Jesus was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8. The commandment we receive from the Son is love. Love and compassion are not part of the sinful fallen nature. Apart from God, we did not know love. 1 John chapter 3, verse 10 and 16. We need to learn love. And so we learn love through obedience. The wine of compassion we receive is learned and passed on. We drink from the cup of Christ as he taught us.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.